Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Sigma Lithium, also known by its ticker SGML. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into a player in the lithium space, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down Sigma Lithium, a company that's carving out its niche in the battery metals market, specifically focusing on lithium for electric vehicles and renewable energy storage. Let's dive into who they are, what's been happening lately, and then get into the meat of our SWOT analysis to see if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. First, a quick overview for those who might not be fully familiar with Sigma Lithium. Based out of Canada, this company operates in the mining sector, specifically in the lithium industry, which is a critical component of the global shift toward clean energy. They're focused on producing high-purity lithium, a key material for EV batteries, and they've got operations primarily in Brazil. With the world going electric, their market position is one to watch, especially as demand for lithium continues to skyrocket. Their market cap reflects a mid-tier player, and they've got a decent workforce driving their operations forward. Now, let's touch on some recent news and performance trends to set the stage. Sigma Lithium has been making headlines with their operational updates. From the latest reports, they're pushing hard to ramp up production, which is a big deal in an industry where supply struggles to keep up with demand. On the performance front, their stock has shown some volatility over the past year, with short-term dips in the last month, but a more promising trajectory over longer periods like the past 5 years, aligning with the broader sector growth in clean energy materials. The industry itself is on an upward trend, with significant percentage gains over multiple timeframes, signaling strong tailwinds for players like Sigma. All right, let's get into the core of today's video, the SWOT analysis. We'll break this down into strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, giving you a full picture of what's driving Sigma Lithium and what could trip them up. Grab a coffee, stick with me, and let's unpack this together. Strengths. First up, Sigma Lithium's revenue growth is a standout. Looking at their recent income statements, they've posted solid numbers, with revenue climbing year over year. For instance, in their latest quarterly report from Q1 2024, they reported $37.2 million in revenue, which shows they're not just sitting on potential, they're delivering. Another strength is their strategic focus on high-purity lithium. Their earnings call highlighted how they're positioning themselves as a premium supplier for the EV market, which could mean better margins compared to competitors. The CEO's confidence in their strategic direction during the call really underscores this. Their gross profit margin is also looking healthy based on the latest metrics, indicating they're managing costs well even as they scale up. This is crucial for a mining company where operational efficiency can make or break profitability. Lastly, their current ratio and quick ratio suggest decent liquidity. They've got enough short-term assets to cover liabilities, which gives them some breathing room to navigate any market hiccups. Weaknesses. On the flip side, let's talk about some cracks in the armor. Their debt-to-equity ratio is a bit concerning. It's not catastrophic, but it shows they're carrying a fair amount of leverage, which could be risky if lithium prices dip or if interest rates keep climbing. Long-term investors need to keep an eye on how they manage this. Another issue is their net profit margin. It's not as strong as I'd like to see. While they're generating revenue, turning that into bottom-line profit seems to be a challenge, possibly due to high operational costs or CapEx as they expand. From the earnings call, there was mention of market challenges impacting pricing. They're confident, sure, but if they can't maintain pricing power in a competitive market, that could squeeze margins further. Lastly, their free cash flow yield isn't exactly screaming cash cow. They're reinvesting heavily, which is fine for growth, but it means less cash on hand for dividends or debt reduction in the near term. Opportunities. Now, let's look at the runway ahead. The biggest opportunity for Sigma Lithium is the explosive growth in the EV and renewable energy sectors. Their industry performance metrics show consistent gains, with the sector posting strong percentage increases over the past year and beyond. If Sigma can keep scaling production, they're in a prime spot to ride this wave. Geographically, their operations in Brazil could be a gold mine. literally. The region is rich in resources, and their revenue breakdown by geography shows strong contributions from this area. If they can optimize logistics and local partnerships, this could be a massive tailwind. Their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to industry averages, suggesting the stock might not be overvalued yet. Analysts' estimates for future earnings also hint at growth potential, which could attract more institutional interest if they hit those targets. Finally, innovation in extraction or processing could set them apart. While not explicitly detailed in the data, their focus on high-purity lithium mentioned in the earnings call suggests they're thinking ahead, and any tech breakthroughs could be a game-changer. Threats. All right, let's get real about the risks. The lithium market is notoriously volatile. Prices can swing hard based on supply gluts or shifts in EV adoption rates. If demand cools, even temporarily, Sigma could feel the heat, especially with their current debt load. Competition is another big threat. The industry is crowded with players, both established giants and hungry startups. Sigma's earnings call acknowledged market challenges, and if they can't differentiate on price or quality, they risk losing market share. Regulatory risks in Brazil or globally could also throw a wrench in their plans. Mining isn't exactly a low-profile business, and environmental or political changes could impact operations or costs. Lastly, their beta indicates a stock that moves with the market, maybe even more so. For long-term investors, this means you're not just betting on Sigma, you're betting on the broader market staying favorable, which isn't always a given. So, where does this leave us? Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. Sigma Lithium is a fascinating play in the lithium space, with some serious strengths like revenue growth and a strategic focus on a booming market. But they're not without their headaches. Debt levels and thinner profit margins are definitely something to monitor. The opportunities are massive if they can capitalize on the EV trend, but the threats, especially around market volatility and competition, can't be ignored. For long-term investors, Sigma Lithium could be a solid addition if you believe in the clean energy transition and are willing to stomach some short-term bumps. Their industry tailwinds are strong, but execution will be everything. Keep an eye on how they manage debt and whether they can boost those profit margins over the next few quarters. Thanks for sticking with me through this deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got content in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Sigma Lithium in the comments. Do you see them as a long-term winner, or are the risks too high? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.